Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
They have me laughing already at unbroadcastable things.
Oliver.
Comedy duo Sue Collins and Sinead Culbert, they are known as the Dirtbirds, are here this morning as the visiting critics. I don't know actually where you're from, either of you.
Where I am from,
place.
Dundalk, the town, up the town.
Come on, the town.
I haven't lost it.
I'm posh, Dundalk. There's posh people in Dundalk as well.
Sinead Culbert is Dundalk and Sue Collins.
I'm Dublin.
You're Dublin.
To Lork and Kilmacud, to be exact.
Fair play to you for saying the place in Dublin, because people, you know, who just come
from Dublin. Yeah. Like and Kilmacud. It's very specific, Kilmacud. Upper Kilmacud
posh.
Road.
Yeah, posh.
But can I just say I am from a posh part of Dundalk as well.
Yeah. Right, hey.
The Liz Dhu, hey. The Liz Dhu arms.
Oh, by the Liz Dhu.
By the Liz Dhu on the way out to Carlingford.
And you can get spuds at any
Sometimes
time of the day.
I tell people I'm from Carlingford. I'm 20 something kilometres away. I'm on the way. You see, my house is your path, not harsh.
Carlingford's very, very posh.
Oh, Carlingford's beautiful. Yeah.
Now we asked the Dirtbirds to take an unnecessary journey to Cineworld in Dublin, in Parnell Street, to see the film Twisters. And that's what you did.
That's what we did.
So come here to me. You don't get to go to the cinema because you're touring all the time.
And it was very unusual to be sitting in the Cineworld at 12:30 in the afternoon, let me tell you, on a Wednesday.
We did
think about drinking the heads of ourselves, but A, they didn't serve us because they don't serve alcohol, and B,
they do in the evening, you know.
I had my two children with me, so.
Yeah, and what age are your kids?
12 and 15.
Oh, that'd be the perfect age now for this.
Yes. Yeah, they loved it.
And I would like to pretend I did it for research purposes, but the reason I took them was desperation, Oliver.
Because it's
that
summer.
Type of the summer. And I was just going, if they moan at me one more time about having nothing to do. So I took away, but they were a brilliant audience for it.
They loved it.
And it's a PG film, so parents can bring their kids.
Total PG.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's
blockbuster, summer movie.
Does that mean
movie?
You didn't go together?
Oh, no, we did.
We did.
No, can I just say my kids were so embarrassed by myself and Sue, because we were sitting there, and you know, in those 4D, you have your seat that looks like a massage chair.
The 4DX.
And you put your little feet up or whatever. Had you been in one of them before,
Sue? Never.
You see, I was in one in Emerald World, or is that 5D? Tato Park, now Emerald
Park. Oh, I couldn't tell
Park.
You.
Yeah. Anyway, I was in it, but just for 5 seconds, you know, they do a little short movie. So me and Sue sat down, but we really kind of didn't know.
We hadn't a clue what
we didn't know.
You remember the fun fairs with the ghost train? It's kind of like that. It's very old school in a way. Because, and you're literally thrown around. You are thrown around the cinema. The seat moves up and like it's mental. And then there's things flying past your hair and, you know, lights going off. And you're kind of like, it is like the old fashioned ghost train almost.
Can I just say, Oliver, myself and Sue, because it was an afternoon show, we got a cup of tea, like 2L ones. We were like, what do you want? Will you have a cup of tea? I'll have a cup of tea, right? Meanwhile, I sent my children down to the spa or something, because M&Ms are like €8,000 in those places. So we went to,
it's actually Eurogiant.
There was Eurogiant. Yeah. That's what it was right beside. I said, go down there to Eurogiant and get your crisps. You're not getting any popcorn here.
It'd be 50p for
It'd
the popcorn.
50p for
and
the
not
popcorn.
€5,000. Yeah,
exactly. But myself and Sue got hot tea, and then we sat down, and the first thing we did was it came up on the screen. Do not drink hot beverages while watching it. And Sue didn't take that seriously. You didn't take that seriously.
No, I didn't. And I'm looking at my bandage.
Scalded. I was actually watching her.
She doesn't have a bandage.
No, she doesn't. That's a lie. Can I just say,
as a legal note,
no, we didn't. We both, I said it to Sue, she didn't take me seriously for a minute, but as soon as that tornado started, she put her cup down.
Yeah.
She put her cup down.
As soon as they started chasing the storm, by Jesus, the green tea was on the ground.
And no burning happened during the making of that movie, say.
And so you have kids as well, but
it's teenagers. People
with children, generally the cinema comes to an end, doesn't it, the minute the children arrive? Is that true?
It is a bit, and I used to be a bit of a fill. I used to do the sort of double bill in the afternoon before kids. Yeah. You know, that really kind
The cinema is just going to kids' films. you don't get to use
yeah,
those
for a long time, but not now, because I've got a 19-year-old and 18-year-old and 16-year-old, two twins, I was going to say, 16-year-old twins.
Oh, she adds children on every minute.
Yeah.
You know, it starts off at four, then she's 18.
Yeah, I'm competing with Miriam, but... so Lily and my daughter...
raising questions over child benefit. Yeah, and, exactly.
And who the father is, I'll just throw that out there. But anyway, go on.
So the 16-year-old saw it and loved, absolutely loved it. Failing. So it's great for that age group. I mean, look, I thought it was great myself. It's old school, you know, formulaic, but look, you're not looking for snappy, sort of funny, you know, pithy dialogue really in this. No. You're waiting for the storm. You're waiting for the tornado.
It's a standalone sequel from the 1996 film Twister. People might remember Bill Paxton, the late Bill Paxton.
That was a brilliant
Hunt.
Film now. I think it's a very, I thought so. Yeah. I think this was a very different deal, but I would say if you are going to see this, go and see it 4D. In the IMAX, because that to me was the most fun part, actually, all the effects. Because, like, you know, the lightning. First of all, in the first scene where Daisy Edgar Jones comes out, I had worn a summer dress, by the way, just to any listeners. Yeah. Don't wear a summer
Bring
dress.
The fur coat
or a t-shirt.
Frozen.
Oh, sorry. Freezing the
butt. It's windy.
Yeah, because it's the end of July, right? And I was going to, haven't worn one summer dress. I'm wearing one today and now because I'm flirting with Oliver. But anyway, no, I hadn't worn any. And I wore one to the cinema and my son was wearing a t-shirt. And within the first... After the first scene, we both went, oh my God, we're going to be freezing.
We're frozen.
We're going to be. But you're not, because you're not outside. No.
The
so
exhausting
obviously.
So we've got pneumonia and burns. But no, we
did
really enjoy
it. No, we didn't. From a legal point of view, no, we didn't.
Thank you.
Obviously, no, it
Sinead
was fantastic.
Does all the contract checking in this relationship.
Yeah,
in this
the effects were brilliant because you had lightning. Right?
So in the cinema.
Yeah,
as well.
So you sat down. So
oh,
you're, first of
that.
All, whenever you drove, right, you were driving with them, your chair.
Can I just say that
I wish
really
could see
that really
movement.
That really annoyed me.
I loved it.
No, because you have six Jeeps taking off, right? So my brain is the storm chasers, and my brain's going, which car am I in? Do you know what I mean? So
I loved it.
And the chair is going.
You want to sort of visit
yourself. But my brain wasn't computing with the thing.
That's because you're not very bright, Sue.
No, I'm not. But and then somebody was saying, your researcher yesterday was saying, when do you get a break? And you're kind of almost, you've been flung around the room. So you're kind of almost waiting for the dialogue. But oh, thank God they're having a chat.
Yeah.
So it's normal.
Not for very long. No. That's what I loved about this film is that you think, oh, here's the boring bit now where they have to do a bit of chemistry between the two stars. But then just as I thought it might go on a bit, a tornado arrives.
A tornado happens. I have to say, I loved it. I was different. So I loved the car. And what I really liked was at different points, because the real science, as you know, the real science group, what were they called? Science Par or something like that, versus the Tornado Wranglers or whatever they were.
Yeah.
My brilliant Southern American
accent.
That's
Glenn Powell's character.
Powell.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah,
he's a YouTube
cowboy.
Star, his character.
He's a redneck.
In a really cool
of a man,
Ford pickup truck.
And I did like
he is the ridiest man of the year, isn't
and
he?
And I did like the wet t-shirt scene. I don't know if you remembered that. He does out and it starts raining.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Sue perked up. Sue perked up.
I woke up then.
Yeah. But you know, they have all sorts of effects there. They have lightning, right? At one point I thought, is that just a bulb that's broken in the cinema? And then I realised, oh no, that's lightning. Genuinely, and then of course your seat's moving because you're in the car. But here's the bit I really thought was hilarious, was obviously you were supposed to be immersed in this experience, right? Talk about the power of now. I mean, your mind didn't drift for a second because your life was at stake here, you know? And what I thought was very interesting was that whenever somebody's phone rang, your seat underneath your butt vibrated. So your butt vibrated.
Really?
Every time Daisy Edgar Jones' phone rang.
And it rings a lot.
Yeah. And it rings a lot. Your little butt was getting a massage.
Yeah, so it's quite exciting.
It was cute.
And with Glenn Powell in a white t-shirt.
To add to that.
Along
to
with
add
the vibrations.
To it.
Jesus highly dangerous.
Mary. Joseph.
That highly was dangerous. Highly dangerous.
It was an awakening.
Yeah. And things stuck into the back of your seat, you know, when you got into car accidents.
I thought
an
H-roll. was kicking the seat.
No, that was... So if there's two cars coming along and at one stage one was trying to drive, you know, force... These two teams were chasing a tornado.
Yeah, you've done such a great job explaining the plot so far.
I know,
That is the plot.
That is the plot. Yeah, literally, there's a real science
storms,
group...
Chasing each other.
...trying to figure out what's going on with the tornado. And then there's these YouTubers, right? So they're kind of driving each other off the road. But you are feeling this in a virtual
in
way.
In a chair.
And you're sitting there upstairs. Oh, yeah.
I wish I had seen this.
And there's cars coming out of the sky. There's chicken coops. At one point, a chicken coop came flying across.
Flying across our
and
heads.
And a big dig in the back of your seat.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. So we're bruised, burnt and pneumonia.
Yeah. And so we had to go to physiotherapy as well because that... No,
listen,
we didn't.
Don't
no, we
bring
didn't.
Your LGBT.
It's brilliant.
Once again, a legal note.
No. Can I say it was absolutely brilliant?
Oh, we loved it.
And I would highly recommend it.
We screamed, didn't we? Yeah. We were howling with the
laughter. Would you be snobby about films?
No.
No, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
What about the kids?
It's not going to win any awards, the script, right? It's not.
Let's face it.
And the characters are not very complex. You know, you've got your redneck, you know, YouTuber.
There's not very many layers, let's say.
So by the way, all of a sudden, it turned out he was a... meteorologist. That was a bit of a shock
That's
to me.
Right.
He's good looking and really
sneaky. But he's a bit of a sneaky one because he's like chatting away and you're thinking he's real dumb, but he's got a good body. And then all of a sudden.
They do that in Dundalk all the time.
We're all meteorologists.
I'm actually
down
a
now.
Meteorologist. So I am.
We're always chasing tornadoes down the town.
Yeah.
700 points in me leaving.
At the square. There was one in Carlingford. Blew the head of me. Blew the head of me.
There are geniuses in Dundalk. Again, that's another legal note. Very clever people.
Jesus, very PC this morning.
From the town. I'm from the town. Terrified, yeah.
I totally agree with you. I would be snooty enough about films.
Yeah.
And this is the most crack I've had at the cinema since, I'd say, Top Gun. Remember the sequel? Which also
people were initially
embarrassed to say how much they loved it.
Ah, yeah.
It appeals to red state America.
Oh, totally. Such,
they have much more crack than the Democrats, I'm convinced now. Because it's in Oklahoma. It's all pickup. It's like Yellowstone action adventure, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
And now country music.
It's great crack.
It's city versus rural America. And, you know, there's city slickers. That's actually... City girl, that's what he calls her the whole
Keeps
time,
calling her
Tyler,
city girl,
doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
You're
until
just a city girl.
But till
it's revealed,
no,
don't
she grew up on a farm.
Yeah,
but we already
yeah.
know this as the audience. He doesn't, does he? Yeah,
he doesn't
she's
know
not
it.
Actually city girl.
Oh,
she
can I just say, I felt really, I was very excited to see Daryl McCormick, is it? The
Daryl
Irish
McCormick,
actor?
The Irish guy with the amazing eyes.
Oh my God, he's so, I mean, did he ask me out once or twice? Yes. I don't want to go on about it. Let it go, Oliver. That's a joke. But for a second.
Oh, I go for a minute there. I thought
he was actually believing that.
Scoop off
God.
I would believe that. Yeah.
I thought that I'd just get a laugh for that.
The dirt birds look well. Can we just
say? Do we?
Very well.
Sorry, just a
Thank
note to Daryl. You didn't ask me out and you
another
don't have
reason
to defend
to see
that
Daryl
publicly.
McCormick is yeah, there, no, as well.
Yeah, but he's... Can I can't say anything?
Don't spoil anything.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, he's
all
just
right. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, jeepers almighty.
Oh, sorry. I
now,
wasn't sure.
The sad news about the film and the 4DX is that there's only one of these, I think, in the whole country. I don't know if there's one in Belfast. We'd find out.
Okay.
But it's not showing this week, Twisters, even though it's only had a week, because Deadpool versus Wolverine, which has a 1-star review in today's Irish Times.
Oh, my God.
And Don Clark, the critic, the other day said the lights come on in the cinema before the film even ended, as though the cinema itself was trying to
rejecting
this film. unfortunately, that's going to be the 4DX thing, but because the Twisters is made for that. For
listen, there's a scene at the end. Spoiler alert: they all die. I'm only joking. I'm joking. I just said that
My
for the crack.
Has been made
No. Stop it. I know we're not suited to this show. Anyway,
there's a storm.
No, I was just going to say there is a storm. Now, that's not giving anything away, but that is very impressive.
It is
when
actually.
They're at the very end. You know what I'm saying?
So when
wink,
they do
wink.
That.
Yeah. When
and
that
she,
happens to her head and his leg
and his arm.
Again, they're making stuff up again. But there's a brilliant,
it's a brilliant
scene.
Genuinely, there are things coming out of the sky. There's cars coming out of the sky. Oh, there's one scene and this is.
So you have 3D glasses? Are there 3D
glasses? No, we were surprised at that. Oh, no, it's more of a
this
physical
is the old-fashioned sort of experience that I got, because you're not going into kind of like the really kind of, you know, contemporary virtual reality stuff. It is literally like just the physical thrown around and you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
So it's...
And there's one very impressive scene where, and this isn't spoiling anything, they're in a cinema, they're in a movie, and this, where the screen is, the tornado sucks that off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
It's a nod to the original film, yeah. Which
it's a nod to the original film, but it's a superb spectacle. That is very impressive.
Yeah.
You know?
Great, great fun. And Twisters is a mega hit in America, and particularly in the Midwest that's hit by tornadoes. They've gone to see it in
of
the
course.
Groves there.
Of course.
Because you kind of go, and you did, a lot of destruction
and death.
And
they did bring the whole sort of reality to the movie as well. Do you know what I mean? The devastation that, you know, the effects it has. Well, and they did touch on that.
And in Dundalk, we were very moved by it with all the tornadoes we have down there. We were like, you know, it's so speaking to us.
When you,
know
you go to
mean?
The top of the Crown Plaza, it's fierce windy up there, so it is.
Cool Holland had the head blown off, so we did.
But it's very, very good. I've forgotten my ending. Oh, yeah, it is more expensive, I think, for the 4DX tickets.
Oh, it
17
is.
Quid a head.
Yeah, I have the receipt here, so what do you can
I
pay
think
for
that was
it? Not to mention the parking. And
can
then there's,
I,
the,
can
and then there's the, all the hospital fees.
The producer
no
said, I said,
you
I have,
power,
I have, I said, I have the receipt here. And by the way, I took me to a chill.
Did you?
It took me two children and
six
cousins.
Can you pay for them as well?
Can you pay for them as well? It actually was just for two children. It was €27.98.
Okay. But you save money by going to the shop down the road.
Well, go to Eurogiant. You'll save about €45.
On M&M's.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I like the treat in the cinema, though. That's what you do if you don't get a walk. But Twisters is running everywhere else
and it's
in
2D. Well, it's well worth seeing. It's
well
a great fun,
seeing.
Brilliant crack.
Yeah. We saw, oh, by the way, at the Dartboards, are you touring at the moment? You're always touring.
At the moment, we are in the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, we have to say it, on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Oh, are you?
And yes.
That's in the Ivy Gardens of Dublin.
We
the
are.
Festival,
yeah,
on
we're
Sunday
up there
evening.
with I can't believe
Jason Byrne.
Jason Byrne, I just forgot his name.
We're on the same bill.
That's lovely,
we're,
isn't
we're
it? Sorry, Jason.
The forgettable Jason
oh,
Byrne.
Oh, no. Jason, I love you. Sorry, Jason. I just couldn't remember because it's all about us.
Live on Sunday,
you know?
And then you take a wee break until September.
We're booked up completely for the autumn, right till December. We're
massive
doing
success.
All over the place.
Oh,
we're doing the Olympia.
Thank
we're
you
doing
so
the Olympia in September. Those
and October.
October 24th and 25th.
Yeah, that's a big one.
3 nights in the Olympia, September.
So we're doing 2 nights. In September, and they've sold very well. And the 2 nights in October have just been announced recently enough. So
there's
they're the 20.
There,
is that the 23rd?
4th and 25th.
And
I think.
24th and 25th.
And we're in also, mention all the big ones that we have to get people into. Leisureland and Galway, we're also in.
Sold
and
out. It's sold out. You
Leisureland.
Can't get near
Leisureplex.
It.
Leisureland.
Leisureland. We're in Dundalk, we're in Wexford,
it's
in
packed.
The Opera House.
We're in the town. Well, it's packed
oh,
out.
They'd be
don't even dream
be
of it.
In. You in, couldn't turn a sweet
Cavan,
in your mouth.
We're in Kells, we're in Clonmel, we're all over.
The Dartboards, thank you so much for coming in and for being,
thank
such,
you very much.
Being such crack.
Oliver, thank you so much
thanks
for having us.
51551 is our text. We're going to be looking ahead to Armagh versus Galway with Philly McMahon after the break.
Email oliver@rte.ie.